Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. A joint task force has arrested 17 individuals and seized over 6,000 litres of fuel during a coordinated crackdown on illegal fuel vending operations in Western Province. The joint task force, comprising various law enforcement agencies and the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, was led by the Zambia Police Service, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, and the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, among others. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has confirmed that the suspects were apprehended during raids conducted on Friday, July 4th, in Mongu, Kalavo, and Senanga districts. Mr. Tamba said the operation, which forms part of ongoing nationwide efforts to curb illegal fuel vending and smuggling, led to the confiscation of 6,090 litres of fuel. He has also revealed that three of the individuals arrested are Angolan nationals.
During the said raids, a total of 17 adult suspects, inclusive of three Angolan nationals, were apprehended, with 12 being under Mongu, 9 under Kalabu, and 4 under Senanga district. All the arrests were in connection with the offense of illegal vending / possession of fuel amounting to 6,090 liters pursuant to Section 48, Subsection 1, B and C of the Energy Regulation Act, and possession of non-conforming petroleum products contrary to the provisions of Statutory Instrument No. 69 of 2017. Apart from petroleum products, the task force also seized 400 empty drums and over 200 empty 20-liter containers, which are reasonably believed to be tools used in the commission of crime.
Human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has condemned the police for detaining journalist Faith Musonda for nearly 7 days without formally charging her. In an interview with Hot FM News, Mr. Mianda has questioned how Ms. Musonda, a Zambian citizen, could be subjected to such treatment, being held for an extended period without charge for an alleged offence that is bondable. He has described the prolonged detention as a violation of human rights and urged the United Nations not to remain silent in the face of such abuses. Mr. Mianda has further stated that such actions undermine the political will expressed by President Hakainde Hichilema and his administration.
The police should have given her some kind of a charge. What kind of charge are they giving her? Because it is almost 7 days that have elapsed without her actually being given any charge. Faith Musonda actually is a Zambian citizen, and there is no way we can treat our own citizens in that manner where we detain them by a case that is bondable. We keep them for that long. I think it is against, you know, the human rights. And this is now where even the UN comes in to talk about the need to respect and protect, you know, fundamental human rights.
Mining expert Edward Simukonda has condemned the lack of dialogue and consultation at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province, stating that authorities should have engaged with local miners before making unilateral decisions. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Simukonda has also urged governments to adopt a more flexible approach in the issuance of mining licenses. He has argued that if Zambia's vast mineral wealth is properly harnessed, it could bring significant benefits not just to a select few, but to local communities and the nation as a whole. Mr. Simukonda has further called on government to adopt a more inclusive and community-centered approach when managing the discovery of minerals in local areas, emphasizing that local participation is key to sustainable development and reducing tensions.
I feel what is important is to dialogue with situations like that. It's unfortunate that, you know, some lives were lost, and you know, every life is very precious, and we need to actually safeguard each and every one. Dialogue could have been the best. But you know, you've got an area where you've got a rich deposit of gold. You know, you bring in the church, you bring in the police, You bring in Zema, you bring in the Minister of Mines, that's the geological department, the mine safety department. Go and sit down with these people, with the local, you know, chiefs and or headmen, maybe even with the area MP. You go and sit down with these people and discuss.
PF has accused the ruling UPND of failing the Zambian people, stating that the party should not be given a mandate beyond 2026. Party Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo has accused the UPND administration of falling short of public expectations, citing rising poverty levels, the escalating cost of living, and what he described as a disturbing pattern of extrajudicial killings involving illegal miners. He has pointed to worsening economic conditions, claiming that hunger and unemployment have reached explosive levels under the current leadership. Mr. Lifwekelo has further criticized government for allegedly shifting blame and manipulating economic data to create a misleading impression of progress.
The truth of the matter is that we cannot continue with UPND beyond 2026. Why do I say so? It's because failure rate is just too high and unacceptable. The rate of failure by this government is totally unacceptable. Everyone you ask feels cheated by the UPND government. It's like nothing literally is happening. What citizens expected to happen in the New Dawn government was not happening at all.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has urged the private sector to partner with government in constructing water dams across the country as Zambia intensifies efforts to combat climate change and promote irrigation among smallholder farmers. His remarks come in response to a proposal in the 2025 supplementary budget by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane, which allocates 156 million kwacha to the Irrigation Development Support Project for the completion of 10 strategic dams nationwide. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Bulaya has described the government's dam construction initiative as a noble cause that requires additional financial backing from the private sector. He has emphasized that while smallholder farmers often lack the resources to build dams themselves, government-led efforts enable them to practice irrigation, reduce poverty, and contribute to national economic growth through increased agricultural productivity.
This initiative, especially in the area of support over the agricultural sector in damming across the country, is a noble cause that should be supported. And we need much more resources, especially also the participation of the private sector, you know, to also think, you know, some dams or to participate also in damming in various parts of the country. This could cushion the impact of climate change and also put our farmers through at production levels.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The first malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use. It is expected to be rolled out in African countries within weeks. Until now, there have been no approved malaria drugs specifically for babies. Instead, they have been treated with versions formulated for older children, which presents a risk of overdose. The BBC has more.
The first malaria treatment suitable for babies